Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. In this episode of the Visionary Chronicles, we're going to talk about leadership, what I call the pillars of great leadership. There's been a lot written about leadership. And for me, a lot of it's very canned information, but I find that through the brands that I've been with, as well as the brands we currently work with, as well as, which probably is the most important thing, visionary leaders, biographies that I've read, I've just find this compilation of these pillars of great leadership that are much different. Some are the same, but much different than what you'll typically see out there, what I call in the marketplace of what people classify as great leaders. So I thought it would be good for us to talk about this today. You know, and the first question I always have is, you know, hey, what makes a great leader? You know, not just a leader. You know, there's leaders out there that, sure, they've got this, what I call individual. Many times they've got a couple traits that make them a good leader. And one that people will follow, one that can inspire people. But, you know, what's a great leader? And it's just not just one who inspires confidence or provides direction, but really someone who has this, what I call this innate sense to see the future, envision a path to success, and inspire those who don't yet see this path to take the journey with them. You know, how is it that these, what I call visionary leaders, can have this sense of what the future is going to be for the company? Think of how passionate people would be around that idea of laying out a clear path to something that you don't see. And again, I go back to that principle, either you seeing is believing or believing is seeing. And so this seeing is believing, you know, these things that people haven't seen yet, but yet they believe, is really a powerful formula for these great leaders, is having the ability certainly to step out on a limb and show people this vision of what the future looks like is a trait of a great leader. Failure after failure after failure is a path to success, and they call those the stepping stones to success. So that isn't necessarily anything that's a negative for a great leader. It's actually a badge of honor. Anybody who can walk up in front of people, present that they've never had a failure, and call themselves a great leader is absolutely a liar. So that would be the first thing I would set in stone when we talk about these pillars of great leaders. Those that have failed are great leaders have always failed. So What are these great leaders? You know, these are leaders that inspire a team. They inspire a company. They build great brands. But probably even more importantly, and I go back to the state of what we're in today, is this direct-to-consumer business and building loyalty and what I call building this community of followers that are loyal to your company, to your brand, your product, your service. And making sure that you stay true to the DNA of what your brand stands for. So they create this community, what I call outside the four walls, not just inside the four walls. You can't just focus on the internals of the company. Certainly that's the bloodline of what makes your company great. But now we need to make sure that we have this community, an army of followers that are loyal to your brand and loyal to your company. So this community outside the four walls, building loyalty and inspiring everyone to reach us, what they call this common goal, with this confidence that they will succeed because of who's at the top, this great visionary leader that inspires them and passionately sticks to the DNA of what the company is all about and embraces risk and embraces failure, doesn't worry about the competition. So these are all things that make up this kind of DNA, I say a DNA of a company, but also the DNA of this great leader. And, you know, with each of these qualities, it's easy to see why there's so few of these, what I call true leaders. there are a lot of what I see out there are these delusional executives who feel they are leaders, but really, it's merely a chain of commitment from the team that they don't necessarily believe in the vision, but hey, he's my boss syndrome. And I feel like they get this delusion about their leadership style, the execution in the marketplace of what they're actually doing versus the credit and the humility they're providing to their team as to who's actually executing that vision. So a lot of this is driven around who's actually executing on these ideas and the vision of the company versus coming up with the vision itself and executing that through others. What that does, and great leaders do, is number one, they're humble. Number two, they don't take the credit. Number three, they grow everybody underneath them because of this vision they have of where they want to take their company, product, service, or brand. And what that does is it extends everybody inside the company from the janitor all the way up to the vice presidents of the company. Most importantly, the teams that are collaborating and working together to know what the vision is, how they're going to accomplish it and execute it in the marketplace and communicate what the brand stands for consistently throughout generations. So when you look at that, this visionary leader, for someone to be in this elite class of a truly visionary leader, they have to embrace all of this. And a lot of it's unknown. You know, these individuals stay calm amid the storms where most people panic or don't know what to do. You know, and a great example of this is that if you're a premium brand, and let's say you've got a premium product and the storm clouds are coming, and or you're in the middle of a storm and don't know when it's going to end, you decide to jump ship and sell out and just say, hey, nobody will notice, but everybody's looking. You know, this moves you from a premium brand to commodity brand. You start selling into sales channels you shouldn't be selling to just to carry you through the storm. But everybody remembers who bailed first from the boat when you were in the storm. And that'll come back to bite you every single time as a brand. So it's these great visionary leaders that have this calm amid the storms. And with the team, they show compassion, which means is they're human. Hey, and people have a life outside of work. So make sure you're balancing directness with compassion with the team and embracing failure, but also learning from those failures is important. And I go back again to the point of loyalty, building loyalty both internally and externally. You know, before D2C business and before brands really started kind of controlling their own destiny from a distribution standpoint, they never really needed to worry about loyalty outside the four walls. Well, heck, I don't care if you know, anybody outside of our direct team is loyal to my brand, but that's probably even more important now because the passion is driven from the inside, but the bleed out from that passion has to be carried to the outside community and those that are loyal to your brand and ones that continue purchasing your product. So building loyalty and most importantly, providing a vision for others to follow passionately. And I say that again, both inside and outside the company, that's critical. I say passionately because this is a key element to successfully executing the leader's vision through others. And I've said this before, but no great leader has ever executed or succeeded by themselves. It takes an army to take the leadership position in your market. And the more your leader has these pillars we're going to talk about, the more likely a brand is to succeed long term. You want to be a generational brand. You don't want to be around for a one-hit wonder. Success is not a one-hit wonder. It's a sustained level of success over generations. You know, you don't want to be around the typical failure rate of 95% in your first 5 years. You want to be around for a generation, two, three, four generations. You want to be a Nike. You want to be a Adidas, Puma, who came up through the ashes again to be great. I mean, these are all brands that are generational. You know, in my new book, which is an Amazon bestseller, thank you to those that did purchase the book. I'm very, very thankful that the book has done well across really Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all distribution channels. But it's the new book, if you haven't heard of it, it's called The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the Most Visionary Brands. I discussed these visionary brands in some of the leaders who successfully navigated their brands to generational success. So let's talk about these pillars, you know, of a truly great visionary leader. So I've got a few bullet points. It isn't all of them, but I feel that these are different enough from what we typically talk about that we should discuss these as well and see what truly is the makeup, what I call the DNA of a truly great and visionary leader. The first is that they have to embrace change. You know, I've seen so many leaders, as simple as it may sound or as simple as it may be, you know, no leader can avoid change. But those who do avoid change will ultimately fail and lose their sense of direction. And I say their sense of direction is they kind of wander. They don't really know where they're going. They don't really know what they're doing. They just know that these speedboats are passing them by and they're still sailing on an ocean with no clear direction or rudder as to where they're going. So you need to embrace change and you need to have the team around you that's going to successfully execute that. So if the team doesn't understand how to execute change, change your team. So you need to make sure that you embrace change is number one. Number two is that you're embracing failure. You know, all great brands and all great products have failed prior to succeeding. And you must be committed to fail and also to learn from those failures. So embrace risk, embrace failure. That's all stepping stones to success on your product, service, brand, whatever it may be. Third point is show compassion. And this is one that's missed many times with leadership. You need to show compassion. And this is humility. And also the understanding that you know people have a life beyond work. And so people want to be recognized for their work as much as you do. So the humility has to come through compassion. So understand the balance between success and failure. And many people will say that ends with product. But I say of your team, not your product. Drive hard. Praise people harder. So that's number three. Number four is build loyalty. And I've talked about this previously, but I'm going to bring it up here again. Understanding loyalty. This is another thing that leaders really didn't have to worry about before was loyalty. What does that mean? Hey, I got a vision. We've got a culture we've created that builds loyalty. Yeah, those are all things in the past. But now you need to have a customer come again. And again and again, it's customer not only acquisition, but a repeat customer that's going to provide value and grow your equity of your brand. So you want to build loyalty, be able to build loyalty to your brand, both inside and outside of your four walls. You know, without loyalty, the inherent value of your brand becomes either equity or you become a commodity, a price point product. So it's your choice, but build loyalty. Number five is have a vision. And being able to see versus having a vision are two completely different attributes. Those that can see in front of them versus a vision of things you can't see. That's a big difference between a great visionary leader and just a leader. A leader can see in front of them. They know where they're driving. The great visionary leaders cut the path that nobody's driven yet. So have a vision. You know, unless you can see the future, you'll only be able to visualize what's in front of you. Many leaders, interestingly enough, just look through the rearview mirror and crash. So, you know, at least you're looking forward as a leader, but I'm saying great visionary leaders are ones that can see the future and the path that isn't currently there, and they cut it for people. The number six is execute the vision. You know, the vision's only as good as your ability to commercialize product and execute that vision in the marketplace. So having built a loyal team, this is where the loyalty comes in on your team, ensure they're executing the vision and provide all, not just some, all the praise to the team, not your vision. They understand it's your vision. You don't need to remind them. And number seven is overcoming adversity. Being able to have a plan when circumstances abruptly change is a key pillar for a visionary leader. Take COVID example. Who knew the world would stop spinning? What's your plan as a result of that happening? Number eight, very important, show humility and appreciation. And this goes directly to an insecure leader. So an insecure leader is not a leader. They are not humble. They devalue contributions to the vision. They do not share in successes. And they do not embrace failure or risk. Enough said. So great leadership, in conclusion, great leadership doesn't always mean the smartest voice in the room. More often than not, it's someone who is cognitive and logical, compassionate, direct, and has the ability to see the futures when others cannot. So thanks for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. I say stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, and enjoy your journey. I wanted to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And hopefully you find the information that we put out each week very useful. And what we found through reviews and when we were originally putting together their Visionary podcast was found both personal and professional advice as well as information those listening to the podcast were looking for. So we wanted to be unique in that way, and hopefully you found that to be the case. And appreciate the reviews that you've been sending in, and we would certainly appreciate you signing up for our newsletter as well, which is an expansion upon what you're seeing on or hearing on the Visionary Chronicles podcast. And you can find that at two locations. One is bryansmeltzer.com, bryansmeltzer.com, or our company site, liquidmindsight.com, liquidmind, site.com. So we would appreciate any reviews, additional reviews, comments you may have. Sign up for the newsletter, and we look forward to talking with you next week.